15, and I just want to give you one little truth here tonight. And if you'll see this truth, you will have not wasted your time by being here this evening. 1 Samuel chapter 15, here in the Bible tonight. 1 Samuel chapter 15. This is a story. If you've not read 1 Samuel lately, you really ought to. That's one of the, that old Saul, he was one of the strangest characters in the whole Bible. Strange fella. Weird guy. Spirit of God would come on him, and Spirit of God left him, and Lord, he was possessed. Half the time he jerked his clothes off and rolled around naked and prophesied. That's a strange dude. and that illustrates how people are today. Some weird people in the Bible. And Saul was one of them. Finally wound up a miserable suicide. And you don't do that. Suicide, I told somebody this morning, is the most selfish thing a person can do. And the devil tells you to do it. The devil won't tell you to do it. The Lord don't. And so this man here, he had messed up in a lot of ways. Now, God allowed him to be king. And in this story here, God told him to go fight. And in these stories, the Lord would say, you go down there and you kill all them people. That's why the liberals don't believe the Old Testament's literal. People like Bill O'Reilly, I heard him say, you couldn't believe the Old Testament literally because God told him to kill people. He did tell him to kill people. But it was God's judgment on that heathen nation for worshiping false gods. And they had, somebody said, well, why did he tell them to kill women and children? Well, they had diseases. And he was trying to keep his children pure. And the reason they killed the animals is because these people were involved in bestiality and all kinds of ungodly sins. So when the Bible said God sent them down there and said, kill everything, there was a reason for that. And don't ever question God when God says do something. Now here in this story, God told them, he said, you go down there and fight. Now look at verse 3. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 3. This is going to be a long introduction and a very short message. Now go and smite Amalek. Amalek in the Old Testament represents your flesh. You're supposed to kill it. You know them giants that they're supposed to kill? What them giants that they're supposed to kill, I'm going to preach on this soon maybe, they left the remnant of the giants and they come back later, and that's why David and them had to fight them, and they lived on after that. If they had killed them all when God said to, it wouldn't have been that. That's the way our lives are. You know what God says? He said, you hunt that sin down in your life, whatever's messing you up, and kill it. If it's some kind of sexual sin, if it's some kind of drug or alcohol, he said, kill it. Kill that giant. Because if you don't, it'll come back and kill you one of these days. It'll come back and get you. So, now look at this scripture. Verse 3. Go and smite Amalek and utterly destroy all that they have. Their movies, their music, everything. Just get rid of all of it. And spare them not, but slay both man and woman, infant and suckling, ox and sheep, camel and ass. Isn't that crazy? Now, the Lord said, kill everything down there. Now, when they went, look at verse number 7. And Saul smote the Amalekites from Havilah till thou comest to Shur, that is over against Egypt. And he took Agag, the king of the Amalekites, alive, and utterly destroyed all the people at the edge of the sword. But, verse 9, Saul and the people spared Agag, and the best of the sheep, and of the oxen, and of the fatlings, and of the lambs, and all that was good, and would not utterly destroy them, but everything that was vile and refused, they destroyed them utterly. Then came the word of Samuel unto the Lord, from the Lord to Samuel, saying, it repenteth me that I have set up Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments, and it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. There's you an all-night prayer meeting. All night Samuel cried. Said, Lord, what are we going to do? Now, he rebuked him in verse 16, And in verse 17, he talked to Samuel, and he said, "When thou wast little in thine own sight, thou wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel." When thou wast little in thine own sight. See verse 17? Don't ever start thinking you're more than what you are, which is nothing. Don't ever start thinking you're a big shot. A big shot is a little shot that ought to be shot. We all sin and come short of the glory of God, and if we got what we deserved, we'd all be in hell. So don't ever walk around thinking like, "I am really something, you know." No, you're something all right. You are a blob of sin. And that's all you know how to do unless God has mercy on you and helps you. So he said, "You was little in your own sight." Verse 18, "And the Lord sent you on a journey and said, 'Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them.'" That's what we're supposed to do with our flesh. "Until they be consumed. Wherefore didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, 'Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and I have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites.'" That ain't what God told him to do, is it? Somebody help me. God didn't tell him to bring Agag back. What did God tell him to do to Agag? Gag him. Gag. That's what he told him to do. Choke that fellow to death. That heathen, he said, get him and choke his guts out. He said, kill the king. Saul said, "I've obeyed the Lord." Samuel said, "No, you've not either." Look at here what he said. He said, and Samuel said, verse number 22, "And Samuel said, 'Hath the Lord as great a delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams.'" A lot of you ladies in here tonight need to get that verse right there. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Teenagers, men, there's some men in here need to get that tonight. Obedience is better than sacrifice. We're not interested in how much you sacrifice. We're interested in, are you obedient? Obedient. That's what God wants. Obedience. Obedience. Now, look at verse 23. Look at this, ladies and teenagers. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. You rebel against your husband, you might as well get you a Ouija board. Get you some tack cards and start telling fortune. Pray the devil. I didn't write it. I just read it to you. Teenagers, you say, "My mom and daddy ain't going to tell me what to do." You are a witch, according to the Bible. Lord, that's rough, ain't it? You little witch. That's right. And now, you say, "What about the men?" Same thing. A rebellious, stubborn man, stubborn up on God, stubborn up on what's right, is as the sin of witchcraft. I know people say, "Oh, them wicked girls, they're down there and they had a Ouija board playing with it." And your husband says, "Honey, shut up, you ain't telling me what to do." You're the same. You're a witch. You are practicing, some of you ladies, you are practicing witchcraft. Hallelujah, that's shouting ground, amen. Teenagers, you are practicing witchcraft, what it said. Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and men, since you ladies think I ain't getting on to men that are stubborn, y'all know any stubborn men? Easy, that girl ain't even married. She must be talking about her daddy. Bible said that stubbornness is as idolatry. How many? No, I ain't gonna raise your hand. You stubborn men in here tonight. You said, "Oh, my husband, he's just so..." Okay, here's what he should do. Bow down to a gold calf and say, "Thou gold calf." No, it's the same thing as bowing down to an idol and worship it. Now, I know how we men are. I am one. We cover our stubbornness in strength and dedication. And when it's really narrow-mindedness, pride, and stubbornness, if we tell the truth about it. Half the time. Say amen. Dunk Peanut's going to take a shouting spell right there. It's funny how the Lord puts sins like that we don't think are no big deal. So you don't think, "Well, I don't care what he thinks. I'm going to do this. I don't care what he says." But boy, you wouldn't dare be going to witchcraft service, would you? Amen. I mean, you say, I'll tell you one thing. Brother Danny thinks I'm going to come down. Yeah, okay. You wouldn't bow down to a golden calf, but you'd be stubborn. You're stubborn. Now, I ain't going to preach on that tonight. I'm preaching on verse 22, where he said in the bottom part, behold, it to obey is better than sacrifice. I want to just give you a little thought tonight. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Now, let me tell you this story tonight, and let me tell you, a lot of you folks in here tonight are talented, you're gifted, you got a good mind, you're smart, maybe you're all that kind of stuff, but your problem is you will not submit. You won't submit to the pastoral authority. You won't submit to God's authority, to the Bible, to your husband, to your parents, to your family, to your wife. You just won't do it. I mean, you listen, God, I don't care how talented you are, God's not going to bless you if you're not willing to be submissive. If you're not willing to be submissive. Now, the Bible said obedience. Here's the story. Samuel came to Saul one time. He said, look, hey, you know them wild, wicked, mean, crazy people over there? He said, you go over there and you kill every one of them. You got that? Yes, sir. I'll do it. You better believe it. Now, what does the Lord want me to do? The Lord wants you to take your sword. Your sword. He said, you take a sword and you go over there. I know, Damien. Go in there in the corner of my office. In the corner of my office right over here. I might get my sword. Amen. I keep it in there for deacons' meetings. All right, we have every now and then. I'm just kidding. But he said, you go over there and you smite the Amalekites. And you smite them. Where's Dax at? We got Dax a big sword the other day at the flea market. He's got a bigger one than I did. Did you bring it tonight? Did you? I might need it. Don't hold on. Where you at in there, boy? Stay out of my candy.
Right here.
All right. I have here tonight my sword. So when you come in there for counseling, you just remember where this thing is. And I have the blood of a many a deacon right there on that sword right there. But anyway, he said this. He said, you take that sword. He said, you go over there and you smite them Amalekites. Now let's just say that all these people over here in this section tonight are the Amalekites. Oh boy. This is where the mean people sit. He said, you take that sword. He said, you start cutting off their heads. He said, you kill men, women, that little baby right there. Wouldn't that be awful? And Jeff, and you kill all these people, every one of them. He said, you kill every one of them. Don't you leave them alive. And Saul said, I'll do it. I'll do it. So he says, come on, fellas, let's go. All my army, we're going to go over there and kill every one of them people over yonder. They're wicked, them people live right over there. He said, we're going to go get them all. Right to them. Here we go. Let's go. They got on the horse, and they took off, boy, and they started going whack, whack, whack. And they looked on there, and they said, there's a pretty young lady right there. Would you like to just go home with us? We won't kill you. You don't need to die. Look at that. There's a rich man right there. He looks like old P. Diddy. You want to go home with us? I bet he's got a lot of money. And he spared some of them and the king. And you know what he done? He thought, we can get a lot of money out of these. Now listen, people, I'm going to tell you something. He said, we can make money off of these. These would be good. It'd be good for us to have these sheep. Why kill these good sheep? This is ridiculous. I mean, I know he said kill them, but he probably meant just the bad ones, and let's just kill the bad ones, and we'll save that one and that one, and that man looks like he could work good, and this lady right here got a nice house right over here, and we'll just spare, and we can use these for God. We're actually helping you out, Lord. Now, if you'll listen, we're going to go quick. The Lord didn't want or need their help. The Lord wanted them to obey Him. I don't think some of y'all getting this. I'm going to sound like one of them TV preachers. You ain't listening to me. Listen, I can tell you something how they do. They all got in there. Somebody ain't hearing me. You know, look at your neighbor and say, give $50. You know how they do. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. Listen, the Lord don't want you to help Him. He wants you to obey Him. Some of you ain't getting this. Look, best way I can illustrate it is this. I'm a father. My three girls. When they was growing up, They're all grown now and practice witchcraft regularly. But when they were little, and I told them to do something, that's all I want them to do, is that something. Some of you ladies get this. Some of you teenagers get this. I didn't want them to surprise me. I didn't want them to try to figure out what would be better for me. I want them to do what I told them to do. Honey, clean up your room. All right, I go back. I'm off some work. Go back. Why ain't your room cleaned up? She said, well, the living room was messier, so I did it. Did she obey me? No. You say, but the living room was worse. But that ain't what I told her to do. Ladies and gentlemen, can I tell y'all something tonight? Serving God is simple. Just do what He told you to do. Don't try to help Him out. Don't try to think, well, this might be better. Don't try. Some of y'all are the worst in the world for trying to think you can help God out and wouldn't it make better sense? It would make good sense if we just said, I'll do what God told me to do. Say amen right there. I'd much rather my kids obey me than try to surprise me. I would much rather my kids obey me than try to please me in some other way. Example, they know me. Carrie knows me right now. When it gets Christmas or my birthday, she'll call me and say, what do you want? And I tell her what I want, and she tells them, and they give it to me, and I act surprised, and we enjoy my birthday and Christmas. And that's exactly the way it ought to be, and that's exactly what. Please don't try to surprise me. I don't want nothing they surprise. I always have to say, oh, yeah. Thank you so much. And that's the way we do the Lord. The Lord says, I want you to do this. I want you to witness. I want you to be faithful to church. I want you to honor God. And we say, I think it would be, no, it would be better if we just obeyed Him and done what He said. Say amen right there. Don't try to help God out by figuring what you think He needs. Just do what He says. Amen. Don't try to figure out what He needs. Do what He says. I tell my girls that. Don't worry about what I need. They said, Daddy, you need it. I want this. But Daddy, don't you think? No, here's what I want. Now, if you don't get me this, I'm not going to like what you get. Because that's what I want. And I'm very specific. I know what I want. I'm one of these people that knows what I want. Are you? I mean, I know people say, well, I don't know. It's just anything. I don't know how you can be that mindless. I mean, I know what I want. If you don't know what I want, see me at the service. I can make you out a list of things. Just like that right there. I need this. I need that. I need that. I put you to work, brother. I give you the more than do, and you never get done. Listen, the Lord, when He looks down, He says, I want you to do right. I want you to pay your tithes. I want you to be faithful to church. I want you. You say, but don't. As a man told me the other day, I said, where do you go to church at? He said, I go to church every day. Now you know what that means? He don't go to church. It means he goes fishing and he mows the grass and he says, thank you, God, for being good to me while I mow this grass. That man is kidding himself. Hey, God wants him to obey Him. And the Bible says that we're not to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. You know what God wants you to do on Sunday? He wants you to go to church on Sunday. I know a man that visits rest homes every Sunday and believes he's serving God. He ain't. You say, Brother Danny, how could you say that? That man's giving up his time. Do it on Saturday. Few that like the loafer, loafer on Monday. You say, I got to work. Miss work. It ain't as important as church is. Now that goes over like a blessed lead balloon. But I'm telling you, God wants you to be obedient. I know there's a time for a vacation. I understand that. Rest. But God wants us to be obedient. Amen? Partial obedience is disobedient. All right, what if I said, honey, wash all them dishes. And she washes 2/3 of them and comes back. And I say, did she obey me? If I said, wash all them dishes, did she obey me? No. What if she says, but Daddy, the dishwasher was full. But Daddy, them wasn't really dirty enough to wash. I don't care if they ain't dirty. I said, wash all the dishes. You get it? You get my point tonight? The Lord wants us to obey Him. The Lord wants us to obey Him. He don't want us out gallivanting all over creation when it's time to go to church. He don't want us. And I'm going to tell you, it'll come back home to you one of these days. When you need prayer, when somebody in your family needs God, you'll need the church to pray for you. And that's when you need. Listen, I wish that we had people that would just realize, amen, that listen, you know what God wants you to do? He wants you to witness. Somebody said, well, I don't give money to the church, but I do a lot. I do a lot. Every time they take up money at work for somebody, I give. Every time they have a charity, them little fellows stand up there and ring them bells at Christmas, I put money in that. Let me ask you a question. Are they obeying God? No. No. The Lord didn't say, put your money in a trash can that a guy's holding out in front of Walmart at Christmas. The Lord wants us to support His work and the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Say amen right there. You say, well, Saul seen those sheep and stuff, and it would have been a shame to kill them good sheep. No, it wouldn't, because God said, do it. Right. Now, if God said, I think some of y'all are sitting there, and in your mind, you ain't even agreeing with this. If God said, kill every one of them sheep, I don't care if they're that fat. I don't care, brother, if they had 1,000 pounds of wool. I don't care if they could have fed the hungry with them. I don't care if they could have sent a mission. If God said kill them, God meant exactly what He said. Now, you don't have to get that through your head, that, brother, when God wants us to obey Him, don't worry about trying to help Him. Does that make sense, y'all? Don't worry about trying to help Him. Obey Him. The Lord just wants us to obey Him. He wants us to be faithful. Somebody said, well, I visit the rest home on Sunday. You're backslid. How could you say that? They're present for them. There's them on Sunday afternoon or Saturday afternoon. Go to church on Sunday. It's like when I say I need to help at the youth rally. If I say, look, I really need y'all to help me at the youth rally. I don't want you to go. Here's what people do. They'll spend hours carving out a cross and say, I brought you this, Brother Danny. I worked hard on this. Well, thank you. You say, you're not thankful for them spending money on time on a cross? No! I don't want to carve that cross. I want you to fix a hamburger and hand it to a child or fast or pray. I don't want to carve that cross. Now, I don't know if anybody's making me a carved out cross. That just popped in my head. But what do you want to do something stupid like that for? Instead of just get the job at hand done. Amen? You know what I wish? I love y'all. I love y'all. Have I told you lately? I really do. I really do. Listen, I love our church. I wouldn't trade you for no church in the world. And I mean that. God's been good to us. We have a tremendous fellowship here. But I wish some of y'all could just get it sometimes. Some of y'all trying to think, if we just had one woman that would just say, you know what? I like to do my prayer time at the church, and once a month I'm going to go over to church and spend the whole day and clean them lights around there and just scrub before and do the piano and stuff. I mean, we have people clean the church, but wouldn't it be wonderful if just somebody had the burden for stuff like that? Wouldn't it be something if a woman or a man would come and clean the buses out every couple of weeks and sweep them and just want to, these weeds around here, Lord have mercy. I shouldn't have to scream and holler and beg and put, Lord have mercy. It would be wonderful if we just say, you know what? Obedience. I just want to obey God and do something for Him. Youth rally. Partial obedience. Disobedience. Shouldn't be a problem. Maybe, 400 people here this morning. Shouldn't be a problem for us to have to beg somebody to straighten up the chairs after the service. There's enough people in here tonight that if 10 did it Friday night, and 10 did it Saturday evening, and 10 did it Sunday night, we could keep that place over our straight between services in 15 minutes after service. Shouldn't be a problem. Wouldn't it be a blessing if we had somebody from Toward Hickory, Lenore, Morganton? I don't know if I cut myself with a sword or what. I'm bleeding all over the place. Did I cut myself with that thing? Killing them Amalekites? I'm coming back to get you. If... What was I saying? Oh yeah, wouldn't it be nice? Did the Lord put that on your heart, sister? Dost thou feel the Spirit striving with thee? Yeah, preaching don't work. I'm going to have to start threatening you with this. This ain't on, it's just on the internet. Oh my goodness. Oh brother. They'll take out little parts of this and say, I saw him with my own eyes. He pulled a sword on them poor people and threatened to kill them. It's a cult. About as bad as them Duke fans, ain't we? Not quite. Not quite. They turned cars over and burned them in Kentucky the other night before they even won the championship. The semifinals. And they're up there turning cars over. Boy, I tell you what, if a bunch of people get saved to youth rally, well, I'll be down downtown somewhere in Morganton and turn cars over and set them on fire. Glory to God, they know we can't say amen right there. Don't talk to us about being fanatical, please. Please. Well, I don't pay my tithes, preacher. The way I look at it, the way we look at it, the way God looks at it, you are backslid. But I have a different view. Yeah, I know. A different one from the Bible. God wants you to obey Him. He wants you to obey Him. But I give my time. That ain't what He said. I give a lot, I buy the bus, kids. He wants you to give your tithe in that offering plate right there. My tithes don't go to the bus kids. My tithes go to my church, and the church helps the bus kids. If you want to help the bus kids out of your pocket, fine. But that is not where your tithes goes, and I can prove that by the Bible, and you might as well say amen right there. Say amen, Brother Danny. See, I'm just trying to get you to obey God. Obey Him. That's better than sacrifice. Well, say this and I'm through. We had somebody in Hickory to put up flyers. We had somebody in Morgan. Take a half a day. You guys like to go fishing? Ain't nothing wrong with that. What if you took about 100 flyers and said, I'm going to cover Burke County and hit every convenience store in this county and put up flyers. Sean's going to make us some flyers that all it says is addicted with a big question mark, addicted, and then come to Burke County Fair. We're going to put them everywhere where teenagers hang out and young people. Phone booths, skating ring, places like that, where teenage pool hall downtown, where people will see them. Wouldn't it be something if you took one of them somewhere and stuck it on a telephone pole, and some kid come by there and saw it, and said, "You know what? And God spoke to their heart, and they went down there and got saved." That's what God wants us to do. Just obey Him. Just obey the Lord. Don't try to help Him. Obey Him. Okay? You know why? Obedience is better than sacrifice. You want to make me happy? It's like I told my kids. Just do what I ask you. I've been pastoring since I was... he's talking about... I was a kid when I started pastoring church. And I've always got people that I'll say, look, now y'all do this, and I go off and come back and they'll say, we thought it would be better, Pastor, if... And I think, oh. Because I had a reason for asking them to do what I asked them to do, and they just messed up everything. One time these guys, let's see if I can say this without somebody getting their feelings hurt. I don't mean it bad if you were some involved in this, but we had some guys one time, I went off somewhere to preach, and we was working on a new building. And they got it in their head that they were going to put some wood on the back wall. Not this wall, that back wall. Diagonally, like this on the church. And they said, let's get this done before Brother Danny gets back. He'll love this. He'll love it. Let's get... And I come back and I said, I didn't want that. I didn't want it. Didn't like it. And I had to act like I liked it. I was a hypocrite. I couldn't say, shoo, that looks awful. I said, well, boys, man, y'all did some work, didn't you? I didn't want them to do that. I'd 10 times them rather spent that money out trying to get somebody to come to church or putting out track. Am I making sense to y'all tonight? Just do like your boss at work. Just do what he wants you to do. Obedience. Now, they thought I'd really be happy with that wall. Did you do that, Roy? No. You know what I'm talking about, though, don't you? No, I know who did it. And they're good men, and they thought, I'm going to please my pastor. But they'd have pleased me a whole lot better just to done. Please don't never come over to my house and paint a wall or something without asking me. Or my car. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Please. And that's the way we're supposed to do the Lord. Just do what He wants us to do. You don't have to try to surprise God with something He never thought of. Just do what He says do. Pray, be faithful, because obedience is better than a sacrifice. God, you say, well, we can sacrifice these sheep to the Lord. I don't want them to sacrifice. Don't you kill them right over there. That's what He wants. Does that make sense? He said obedience is better than sacrifice. Let's stand by our head for prayer. Every head bowed. Every eye closed.